Barry Moore poem.
Now I'll read two and two short ones. One, which I wrote not at the McDowell Comic for change, but up in Maine. I'm going to light this cigarette now that I got this far. Up in Maine a summer or so ago when I went clamming with some friends. It's called clamming. And the other one is called the Cultural Conference. Well, I tell you, maybe I better read the Cultural Conference first and end with clamming. It's a better pattern. Because the Cultural Conference is cynical. And clamming isn't. Cultural Conference is a kind of tired poem that somebody like me is apt to write after having been out on tour telling everybody everything that they need to know. And coming back home and feeling sort of dirty. The author, critic, and cultural messenger, me, comes to the cultural conference with snap-on tie, two shirts, and a briefcase, and in between drinks holds forth for a week on the state of letters, that is, takes stock. He finds science doing its best and wishes that artists would pay some attention to thermodynamics. He doubts that our age will go down in the books for its verse, but hopes for the novel. He thinks there is room for a new vital form of some sort, the novella, and wonders if any mass culture, even our own, can really sustain a high art, thinking that paperbacks help. Lastly, he knows it is late and the room is stuffy, but if anyone really wishes to, he would be more than. Thereupon, asked if he thinks that the modern poets are difficult, or that writers should be depressing, defeatist, or dirty, he smiles, looks at his watch, hunches over the lectern, and recites for another half hour with lengthy asides, passages out of the great tradition from Chaucer to, with suitable sniffles, himself, simply to show, would the lady repeat the question? Thereupon she does, and he firmly agrees, and everyone breaks up, and the week goes insanely on, and he leaves at the end of it alone on a plane for home, where, arriving, he'll take another week of a cultural silence profound, getting used to the hardship of having himself, me, around.